Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Although I have not jumped into the pool of presidential politics with any of my previous community comments, it would be difficult to say anything today that would be of greater interest, given the fact that tomorrow we will be electing our next president of the United States. So here goes. This election cycle has taken discourse and catfighting to a level not seen in modern political history. People voting from the grave and hanging Chad seem to be mundane compared to the vitriol we are hearing from the candidates. Roger Porter of Harvard's Kennedy School of Government said, "The most amazing thing about the 2016 elections is that we are likely to elect someone who close to two-thirds of the country does not trust." Bumper sticker I saw last week said, "Out of 330 million people, these are the best two we have to offer." Michael Gerson from the Register Guard writes, "So these are the options offered by the main parties. Two of the least popular and trusted politicians our country has recently produced. Isn't this the exact opposite of what political parties are designed presumably to do? Nominate the best candidates to win elections?" Gerson further states, "If it's not the system that is at fault, it must be a trait or temperament found in the electorate. It seems every political commentator has become an amateur sociologist." Porter goes on to say, "There is a rise in cynicism and resentment. Cynicism is more dangerous to democracy than outrage. Outrage can be a mobilizing force. Cynicism sets a very low ethical bar and drives away the very individuals who should step up to the plate and participate in public governance. It will be difficult enough to rally the whole country around hard domestic or dangerous national security issues with a strong leader, and much more difficult with polarized partisan leaders most do not trust. The Cubs' victory in the World Series was a nice respite to the political discourse, and the last time they won the series was in 1908, when Teddy Roosevelt was president. Character was the very definition of a man or woman, according to Roosevelt. He believed in playing fair while reforming corruption in government, busting corporate trusts, transforming domestic policy while supporting conservation efforts, and speaking softly while carrying a big stick. That wasn't just a cute phrase. He lived it at home and abroad. He was a strong family man, and his determination, compassion, respect for others, and infectious optimism were legendary. Those traits are needed by public servants and leaders today, all the way to the White House." This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.